This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
At 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael Kay.
There's nothing wrong with Spider-Man.
And I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Why would you cry?
And I'd like to say good evening to myself. I'm a bore. All right, so here's your update from Governor Cuomo today. There's nothing to talk about. Cuomo announced that at least half of the seating at both Knicks and Nets playoff games will be for vaccinated people, with the teams deciding how many people will sit in the unvaccinated sections. Upon that news, James Dolan said he hopes for at least 13,000 fans at Knicks home games during the playoffs. He added that he wants vaccinated fans sitting shoulder to shoulder. He said, "We think tickets are going to go fast. Get them, but get your vaccine if you haven't already." Kind of too late for that, Mr. Dolan. Cuomo noted that social distancing and masks will be required in unvaccinated sections. The Knicks will host the Hawks for games 1 and 2, and the Nets do not yet know if they will have the Wizards or the Celtics. So 13,000.
Why wouldn't they be able to have like 20,000 if they say only vaccinated fans can get in? So if you're vaccinated, the place could be jammed.
Especially if they're going to be shoulder to shoulder, right?
Right. So just say, I'm sorry, if you're not vaccinated. I mean, there are businesses that say you have to wear a mask, right? So I guess they don't want to alienate people that don't want to get vaccines. But
correct.
If you want to have 20,000 people, you say only vaccinated people, then you have yourself a full house.
But they can't risk. That would be so polarizing.
You're right.
It would be viewed as discrimination. Derek Rose, you want to hear from him?
Yes.
He said that going 3-0 against Atlanta during the regular season really doesn't matter here.
I mean, everybody knows that. It's out the window. That's regular season. You know that coming into the game, the urgency is going to be very high. The intensity is going to change. And we just got to go all out. You know how big these two games are coming. They're playing in our house. We got to take care of these two games and play as hard as we can. And we'll deal with it game by game. But we got to take care of the first one first.
Well, apparently masks are still a thing with the Knicks pressers. Because he sounded like a man like Collins Jace.
I don't know that.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, you think it was just because it's on Zoom?
Yeah, because I haven't seen anybody with a mask on Zoom, so.
So it's just Zoom.
But that is such a great point by him. How many times we go over this in all sports? Oh, look what they did in the regular season. Different animal. Different world.
Now, yeah. How about different, right, in terms of, like, attendance? So the Red Sox just announced that starting May 29th, their games will be completely sold out. Full capacity. And the Yankees are probably sitting here going, why can't we do that?
Wait, who announced that, Michael?
The Red Sox.
Any requirements on?
No. No.
Not about
absolutely
vaccination?
None. I mean, I know that the whole United States is built on, you know, states' rights and everything, but everybody has to get together here. It's unfair. It's ridiculous. Some states, it's like it never happened. Other states, it's like it's still happening. What's going on? If the Red Sox could have full capacity, why can't the Yankees and the Mets have full capacity? But there's a different virus in New York than there is in Massachusetts?
No, but obviously it's treated differently, right? The CDC came up with their rules, and yet New York and New Jersey, you know, waited. Now, I guess New York is going to capitulate for Wednesday. I think New Jersey is going to as well. But everybody's doing it on their own time.
Wednesday for what?
To start to follow the CDC recommendations. They were going to review it, right? That's the way New York and New Jersey were playing it. I just think that, again, I don't want to carry this political football. I'm not built for it.
No.
But
you really are built for it, but.
You're built for a real football. You're Mr. Joe Football.
But this isn't a real football. It's a political football. It's a completely different. It's a different color. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Joe Football.
It's my favorite.
Is that I do think that both governors are very sensitive to what we went through a year ago and just want to be on the side of cautious. But I get it. I get people, restaurants that want to be at full capacity. People want to move on. It's tough. You know, we follow the science. The CDC is the science, right? So I get people's frustration and their impatience with this. I'm cool with it, but I'm lucky that I can do my show from my basement and I don't own a restaurant and I'm not affected financially. But I get there are people ready to move on. So I really get both sides of this. I do. How many yards was that?
That was 4 yards and a cloud of dust.
Mr. Joe Football.
Now, how about this, Peter? How big is this, right? Matthew Farrell on Twitter says, sorry, Lester Holt. No nightly news for me tonight. Don LeGrec is hosting the Don Show on Yes Network. Wow. I'll be all over it. You're costing Lester Holt an audience. So big.
Well, I'm a David Muir guy. You know that.
Oh, of course. You're a company guy.
You always have been. Now, the Knicks are the 4 seed. However, they're currently the betting underdogs in the series against Atlanta. The Knicks are currently +110 to win the series. Atlanta sitting in some places at -130.
That surprise you, Peter?
It does. And by the way, based on the stat that we gave earlier, Don, about what the Knicks have been against the spread all year, doesn't it make you want to bet the Knicks on the series?
Yeah.
Or at least bet them against the spread every night.
You said this earlier, and it was brilliant. Is this Vegas sticking to their guns about their, like, they're not as good? Now, granted, they're not 22.5 wins bad, but are they looking at it? Look, they're sticking to their guns here.
That's throwing good money after bad. I mean, they must really. If you look at the Hawks roster, it's a lot better than the Knicks roster. That's what they're looking at.
And if you're looking to figure out some of the science about why the season series went 3-0 in favor of the Knicks, how about this? Julius Randle against the Hawks this year averaged 37.3 points, 12.3 rebounds, and 6.7 assists. Trae Young, on the other hand, was less than his season averages. 24.7 points, only shot 36% from the floor, 21% from three. Of course, the Knicks also went 16-4 over their last 20.
Yeah.
Atlanta won 7 of their final 8. Guys, it's going to be a real good series.
But, you know, the regular season's different than the postseason, and also everything is even once we get to the playoffs. So it's not, oh, the Hawks were the third game in 4 nights, and the Knicks were rested or injuries. I mean, everything should be even here. Everybody's going to get significant rest, right? They're almost a week, maybe exactly a week, right? The playoffs will start either Saturday or Sunday for this series, right?
Yep.
22nd to the 23rd, and you're talking about a solid week, so everything should be pretty level.
Well, Tim Legler was on with DCR earlier, and he said the Knicks have already repaired their image.
Right now, I don't think you can doubt this team because of their toughness. Playing in a 7-game series against a team that could be that good defensively at times, who knows what's going to happen. But regardless, even if they lose to the Hawks in the first round, as long as they don't get swept or something happens to really give you a bitter feeling at the end of the year, you got to think about how important it is that you have seen a transformation of an organization, the relevance of an organization in one season.
I don't think they'll get swept. There's a chance they lose. Mm-hmm. I'm not picking that way. We haven't given our picks yet. I don't think they're going to get swept.
But I think swept would be a missed opportunity, right? Because you made the playoffs, but you didn't win a game. And you obviously didn't respond. So you want to learn as much as you can. That's why winning this series and getting to the second round is just building the experience. If you go out in a whimper, it won't affect how I feel about the team moving forward, but it'll really be a kick in the stomach for the season.
Maybe even lower.
I know what you're saying.
Of course you do.
You're talking about the gonads.
The cubes, I think Michael likes to say.
That I've heard him say that before.
Twig and berries?
There's There are other teams involved in the playoffs, including.
Oh, there are?
Really? Yeah, yeah. The Brooklyn Nets.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. The Brooklyn Nets. And Kevin Durant, in postgame yesterday, talked about how the Big Three have, you know, he was asked about their lack of time together this year.
Kevin, do you think the Big Three has gotten enough of an opportunity to play together here to thrive and feel good about yourselves going into the playoffs?
I think we're the Big 15.
That's a ripoff of the Knicks. What are you doing, KD?
It's also lame.
Also, how about this, Peter? Talking about, like, you think I don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Say
usually.
You don't know. Tell me you don't know that I know what I'm talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Bob Raisman, the media critic from the Daily News, just writes on Twitter, in a brilliant decision, yes, we'll simulcast the Don Show at 6:30 this evening. Brilliant.
Well, that's a bit much, but I appreciate it. I don't know if you heard, but they were going to broadcast the Yankeeography of David Wells on the anniversary of his perfect game. So.
Is that really true, Michael?
Yes, it was that's what was scheduled. And they've elected to go with Arbus.
No. Perfect. Is it true that Raisman announced it?
I swear that's what he said. He didn't announce it. We announced it, but he said it was a brilliant decision.
If I was shot mid-show
he
on
wouldn't
air.
Wouldn't even tweet.
And finished the segment.
Nope.
With the bullet lodged in my forehead. I'm a
nothing.
Boar.
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, look at that, Don.
Yes, it's even put a countdown.
Oh, there's a countdown?
To the Don Show.
As well, they should.
They own it.
You know
Thank
what?
You guys.
I should be preparing for the Yankees-Rangers tonight. But I think I'm going to watch the Don Show.
Yeah, no, you know what? That's a great point by you.
Because I want to see the Open, too.
By the way, Yes just announced this. They've actually canceled the first three innings of the Yankee game. They're doing a post-Don Show.
And
like,
you know
you
what?
Break
you left,
down
Don
the Don
do
Show.
It. Don would do it.
They're going to interview Richard from Manhattan. Dave LaGreca is going to be on the show, and a special phone call from Kenny Albert, all breaking down what happened with Don tonight.
We also have Flip's thoughts. John Filippelli, who runs the network, we have his thoughts on this.
Okay. Let me think about it. No.
No, and then he overturned it.
Wow.
I'm loving yes right now.
Yeah, you feel really on board with them, don't you?
Now just, you know, you working for free seems like the right move, doesn't it?
Well, in the short term. I mean, we got a lot of Islander coverage I'm going to be taking care of here this week. Because I don't know if you hear that they're moving Carlin around like a chess piece here.
And that's a hard beat. That's a hard piece to move.
Excuse me?
That's not right. But, yeah, we got a big the big Don Show. But if you know the Don Show is not known for guests.
No, Fans you guests. Love callers. And you.
Love callers.
Yeah, you don't need callers. I mean, you don't need guests when you have the callers
so,
you have.
So
you
tomorrow, how about this? A Don Show, 6:30 to 7. And then from 7 to 7:30, I'll do an Islander pregame leading into Islanders and Penguins game two.
Wait,
but
wow.
It's not going to be your traditional, you know, we'll have some sound. But, again, it'll be a lot of call, very call-heavy pregame.
Wow.
For the Islander crowd.
This is wonderful. Yeah, isn't that perfect? Because they are actually screaming the network that the Don Show's on.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's right.
I thought those were originally Daniel Bryan fans. No, those are actual Don Show fans.
And you're giving the Nets and the Knicks, what's the deal with the Islanders? Could they get that many people? They've got just a shade under 7,000 with the restrictions, but
how
with
do
the
they
vaccination
have 7,000?
Can they get more of the Coliseum?
But how do they have 7,000? That's almost 50%. I don't get it. These rules are made like willy-nilly, it seems like. Oh, okay, Coliseum, 7,000. Garden, let's go 13,000. Vaccinated section, shoulder to shoulder. Social distancing, other section. Oh, wow. Just glad to be working.
You know what? That's exactly right, Michael. Don't complain. Just be happy, aren't you?
I'm very happy.
For God's sake.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
LeBron James is in an interesting spot. You know, we always knew he was not very into the idea of the play-in game. And not only does he have a play-in game, he has a play-in game against Steph Curry, maybe the MVP of the league, and the Golden State Warriors. Here's LeBron's thoughts on playing Steph and the Warriors.
You know, we just got to play to the best of our ability. We got to play Lakers basketball. We got to defend at a high rate. You know, we're playing, in my opinion, the MVP of our league this year, and Steph, so... You know, we got to be, you know, prepared for everything that they have. They got championship DNA as well. You know, they've been there. You know, they know what it takes and what it feels like to be in pressure games. So, you know, we got to be ready for that opportunity and for that pressure.
He started recruiting Steph during the All-Star game. And now he's also giving himself a nice landing spot if they lose. Although the Lakers have won 5 in a row coming in.
By the way, does he mean that? Is he just being like, is he being that guy?
Yeah, he is. You know I love the Condor, but he's being that guy.
Yeah, he believes he's always the guy. Come on, that's what makes him the Condor.
Also, how insulting is it to Jokic? I mean, he's the guy. He's the MVP of the league.
Yeah, but LeBron's not playing him, so.
Well, he might soon.
Well, then he'll change it. That'd be funny. Just remember what he said about Curry.
Well, I think if they win, right, if they get the 7th spot, they'll play the Suns, and then he'll say, you know, Chris Paul's the MVP of the league.
Now,
Peter, I do want to slip in a couple of quick Yankee notes. Rougned Odor might come off the IL tomorrow. Zach Britton was supposed to throw a rehab game, has some general soreness. They're going to push that back. They don't think it's anything serious. And Giancarlo Stanton was put on the IL. They don't think it's a long-term thing. It's going to be longer than the 3 days that he was waiting on the bench, but not as long as the 10. So that's the Yankee injury news right now.
Now, moving along, we had the Hall of Fame inductions over the weekend, but we also got the announcements on next year and who's up for it. And we learned that Chris Webber would be included. And I don't know if you guys know this. I'm sure you do. Jalen Rose and Chris Webber have never gotten along in the years post the Fab Five. And then things seem to end. So, there was a change in the air. Something about... the Chris Webber Hall of Fame nomination, and let's just listen to what happened afterwards this past Saturday.
I love you, my brother. Congratulations. Macy Edward, Christopher Webber III, you're in the Hall of Fame, brother. You made it to the Hall of Fame. We played on the Super Friends together. Shout to Curtis Hervey. We were 13 years old. You're in the Hall of Fame, brother. Well deserved. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Chris.
Jalen Anthony Rose. It's crazy, man. And thank God for your beautiful, wonderful mother, because you know what she did for me.
Thank you, brother. I love you. I appreciate you.
Love you, too.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I got to tell you, that actually got me.
You know what? That's just showing maturity, right?
That gave you the feels, didn't it?
That really did give me the feels. All the feels.
And because I think as you get older, and especially what happened with Kobe last year, you know, just get over your differences and do it while you're still on this planet.
Yeah, I don't feel like that.
You're not doing it after the fact, right?
Yeah. If somebody's really done you wrong, don't give in.
That is the stupidest thing,
Michael.
You don't even know what the problem. He just
said. I'm not saying them. You just said broadly that everybody should do that. I don't believe that.
If you can,
don't let like a catastrophic event change how you feel.
How about this?
You should.
The person you don't like drops dead.
Right.
If you're going to have the attitude if you're interviewed, good, I'm glad he's gone, then yeah, then don't ever reconcile. But if you're going to be the fraud after he passes and say, you know, I really miss him, I really love him, I regret all that, then just do it while the guy's alive.
I won't do that, though.
Then that's fine.
But Don's right. That was the fundamental answer.
Yes.
Like, you just made it all make sense. Because
he always does. That's why he has a Don show coming up.
And a special post-Don show immediately afterwards featuring Kenny Albert, Dave LaGreca, and Richard
Why does everybody go back to guests? I don't like guests.
It's not, Don, it's not your show. It's the post show.
Oh, I don't. That, I can go home.
Yeah, no, you're not even on it. It's hosted by Richard from Manhattan.
What do they call it? The recap.
Recap.
Yeah, that's also a must watch.
We talked about it earlier, but the word is out: Marv Albert will retire after the Eastern Conference Finals. We said it earlier. I'll say it again. He is the most, not only the most iconic NBA announcer of all time, but he is more associated with his sport than I believe any other commentator in any other sport nationally.
I think you are with wrestling close.
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
But I got some work. He was already in a much better place by his 40s, so I got some work to do.
Doc with hockey.
Doc's the closest one.
Yeah, he would
That's beautiful. What I would say. Do you want to hear? I don't think this is necessary, but I was given an audio clip of from 10:50 a.m., the end of overtime yesterday, the Islanders and the Penguins.
Kyle Palmieri sends it near corner. Pageau to Palmieri, right of the Pittsburgh net. Shoot! He scores! Kyle Palmieri, second of the game, is an overtime winner! And the Islanders take game one this afternoon in Pittsburgh. 4-3 is your final!
Griffin from Connecticut there, on the call.
Wow.
I'm That's here.
That was Griffin from Connecticut on the call from 10:50 a.m., and that'll do it for ENN. And by the way, shout out to my buddy LV. I was wearing a beautiful Varvedo suit yesterday on the kickoff show. I don't know if you saw, Michael. I looked tremendous.
No, I don't really watch hockey stuff, wrestling stuff. Sorry.
Well, anyway,
I love you, but if it's on social media, I'll watch. But
well, it's on my social media. It's on Rosenberg Radio Instagram.
Then I'm going to look. And he's unbelievable with the clothes he gives. Paul O'Neill keeps asking me to get him some stuff.
No, chill out, Paul. Now.
Yeah. You know, the more we talk, Peter, the less Don shows. So why don't we just shut up?
Yep.
So this is the official end of TMKS for today. We'll be back again tomorrow at 2. A lot of stuff to do. But the show continues and gets better as Peter leaves, I leave, and his dream comes true. The Don Show. TDS, they call it around the business. TDS is going to be on YES and also on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.